1 second to pause recording button.
I think it's raining. Yeah. It's horrible.
And guess what, guys? It's 4:15 and I haven't slept yet. Just for a change.
I've had about probably 10 days or so of not bad sleep. Not great, but it hasn't been too bad. I've been going to sleep relatively quickly for me in the nights. I've been going to bed about 10 o'clock because I've been really tired. And I've been dropping off relatively quickly. I've been waking up then about 7 o'clock, 6, 7 o'clock, and haven't been able to get back off to sleep. But I don't mind that because I can get up and I can carry on with my day and I don't feel tired and it's fine. So I can just do whatever I want to do and it's sort of okay, you can function then. And as I said, this has been going on for about 10 days or so-ish. And last night, I got to bed. That's not the night we're in now, but the night before. I got to bed. And I was still awake at about 2 o'clock, and I thought, oh, great, here we go. But I did then drop off and sleep. And tonight, as I say, it's 4:15, and I'm still awake. So it looks like, as I just said on Facebook, it looks like the Insomnia Fairy has decided she missed me and is paying me another visit. Thanks for that, love, but newsflash, I haven't really missed you, I'm afraid. So yeah, it looks as if I'm getting back into my old sleepless routine, which means that I'll start to feel tired in the day. Oh my word. And I'll start to not want to get up in the mornings and... Hey! Look at that. It is vile out there. Absolutely awful. I've been contemplating for the last hour, I'm going down and making a cup of tea, but part of me can't be asked to do it. It's a pain. Mine. Breezy as well, actually. It's really not nice out there. Oh.
it's cold. Oh, yeah. Gotta move away from there, it's cold. Oh, dear.
Anyway, I hope everyone's okay. I had to have some dental work done the other day as an emergency. I had a filling that had cracked and it was causing me considerable pain when I ate. And the dentist decided to take the old filling out and refill it because she said I can't leave it like it is. But it took her absolutely ages to get the old filling out. She said it was wedged between sort of two teeth. So she's had to put a temporary one in with some medicated dressing type stuff. I think it's stuff that, I don't know whether it dissolves or, I don't know what it was actually that she put in there.
Because the gum was inflamed. Excuse me.
6 minutes. Pause recording.
And I've got to go back now. I'm on the waiting list. I've got to go back at some point and have a permanent filling done. But at least I can sort of eat properly again now. Because, of course, I was eating on one side and I hate that. It's horrible because you can't enjoy your food properly. Or I don't think you can anyway. So, yeah, that's been me, really. Oh, I went horse riding again last week, which was good. Wasn't the nicest of days, but we still went. And enjoyed that. Anyway, I'm going to stop waffling. And attempt, I suppose, to get a couple of hours sleep. I've got nothing planned tomorrow, which is good, but sometimes it's almost better if you have got something planned, because then you have to get up and out and doing, but I haven't got anything planned tomorrow, so we shall see. Anyway, I will send this, folks.
7 minutes. Pause recording.
And I'll speak to you all soon.